Hey, welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Producer Big Mike here with you for a special Real Deal review. Today, I am talking about Madam Web, the latest Spider-Man movie from Sony that doesn't feature Spider-Man. On the heels of three other movies we didn't ask for, you know, the two Venom movies and 2022's Morbius, Madam Web is a suspense-driven thriller starring Dakota Johnson as Cassandra Webb. She's a paramedic in Manhattan who develops the power to see the future and realizes she can use that insight to change it. Forced to confront revelations about her past, she forges a relationship with three young women bound for powerful destinies if they can all survive a deadly present. In a switch from the typical genre, Madam Web tells the standalone origin story of one of Marvel Publishing's most enigmatic heroines that nobody has heard of, except for people like me who grew up reading Spider-Man comic books or kids who grew up in the 90s watching the Spider-Man cartoon after school. And that's the first problem with this movie. Sony needs to stop making Spider-Man movies that don't have Spider-Man in them. Now, the Spider-Verse animated movies are incredible. Some of my favorite movies. Why? Because they have all the Spider-Mans in them. They have pig people. They have robot people. They have black and white people. Spider-Man's everywhere. Spider-Gwen's, you know, men's, women's, whatever's. All the spider people. Movies like this have no Spider-Man people in them. It's movies like this, like Venom, like Morbius, and like that Kraven the Hunter movie that's still going to be coming out later this year. It underscores that while Spider-Man has a great roster of villains and heroes, in fact, I think Spider-Man's rogues gallery is just as good as Batman's, but that doesn't mean that we want to watch movies about them, especially solo origin story movies that may or may not be trying to set up a cinematic universe or a franchise. This movie, Madam Web, is aggressively uninspired and unremarkable. And at a time when superhero fatigue is a very real thing and movie audiences are losing interest, the solution to that problem is not movies like this. Dakota Johnson is as bored and uninterested in this role as Cassandra Cassie Webb as we are watching her in this movie. She is bored and sleepy and has very bizarre line deliveries and very weird acting choices. If she wasn't a Nepo baby, I would question how she's still getting work. Now, nobody else in this movie is any good either. None of the three teenage future spider women are particularly interesting either. But for me, the worst offender is the guy who plays the villain, a French actor named Tahar Rahim. Flat, boring, and uninteresting, Madam Web is the worst kind of superhero movie, the kind that doesn't actually want to be a superhero movie. You heard in that description provided by our friends over at Allied Global Marketing earlier that talks about this as a suspense thriller. Now, there is a version of this movie that is more competently directed, written, and acted that could actually be interesting. There's almost a good concept here. There's almost something on paper here that is a suspense thriller dealing with clairvoyance and premonitions that could be something kind of like, I don't know, like a Final Destination crossed with Edge of Tomorrow or Groundhog Day. But this movie doesn't want to commit to that, but it also doesn't want to be a Spider-Man movie either. Now, there are critics out there saying that Madam Web could go on to become a camp classic because it's so bad. There are other folks saying that it's amongst the worst movies ever, and certainly amongst the worst superhero movies ever. And I'm not either of those people. it's not a so bad, it's good situation. And if you think this is the worst movie ever, or at the very least, the worst superhero movie ever, y'all need to go back and watch that Morbius again. Now, the problem with Madame Web is even worse than all of that. This movie is as forgettable as it is boring, which is something you don't want to do with your superhero movie. Now, if you are looking for a seeing is believing watch, I recommend waiting for streaming or catching it on a plane. Do not go to the theater and watch it. But if you do, and you're not listening to me, certainly do not go for IMAX or other premium formats. The special effects here are wretched, and they don't warrant the upcharge, and there's just nothing to look at. It just isn't worth it. But speaking of watching movies on a plane, join us next Monday at 4:45 again for The Real Deal with me and Ari as he returns and will most likely talk about some of the movies he watched on his trip to Israel. It's like a 14-hour flight there and back. So I'm sure he watched a lot of movies, and I'm sure we'll have a ton to talk about, as well as the return of Fantabulous prizes and giveaways during The Real Deal. When we come back, lots more to talk about. My name is Big Mike, and you are listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.